Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now, today we'll be showing our first kaiju movie, to use the Japanese term, and it's the U.S. version of the best-known kaiju movie. It's Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Now, this is the Americanized version of the 1954 Japanese movie Gojira. Now, the tone of this movie is very different from later movies in the series from the 1960s and 70s. From director Ishiro Honda, it's actually a pretty dark story, meant as an allegory for the horrors of nuclear war. Now, the original movie featured a fair amount of anti-nuclear material, much, though not all, of which was edited out when it was prepped for the U.S. Now, at the time, using subtitles for foreign movies in general release was not looked upon very favorably. So the U.S. producers tried something else. They dubbed part of the dialogue and inserted new footage filmed in Hollywood featuring Martin, a reporter, as the point-of-view character. Martin was, of course, played by Raymond Burr. Now, at the time, he was a pretty busy actor in radio and a character actor in movies, but this was from about a year before he reached star status as Perry Mason on TV. Now, while the reshoots were reportedly done in 3 days, and the dubbing finished in just one, they still went to a fair amount of trouble to try and make the footage match and maintain about as much of the movie's atmosphere as was possible. And it still has the original movie's visual effects by Eiji Tsuburaya and the iconic musical score of Akira Ifukube. And I hope I'm pronouncing those names correctly. If I'm not, let me know. And it should be said that Raymond Burr really took this movie seriously, you know, particularly its message. He did not treat this as just a throwaway. Now, the movie was released in the U.S., and it did well in the box office. And interestingly, it was then re-released in Japan in 1957, and was actually more successful financially than the original version. And as it turns out, the original Japanese version wouldn't be released in the U.S. until 2004, and I can tell you it's actually well worth viewing. And incidentally, kaiju is a Japanese term meaning strange beasts. And while this is considered the first true kaiju movie, given its Japanese origins, it's technically not. It was, in fact, inspired by the 1953 American monster movie, The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. And then, of course, there's King Kong. And I think next year, Kong and the G-Man are getting a rematch, but that's another story. Now, in addition, we're also going to be showing this bonus cartoon. It's called Tokyo Grows, and it's a segment from the TV show Pinky and the Brain, and it's a very funny spoof of today's movie. Now, personally, I would suggest watching this after you watch the Godzilla movie, just to get a good idea of how much care they put into making this parody. And just a reminder to please post your comments and suggestions on our Facebook page, or send them to me at kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And we have posted and are updating the list of movies we've shown and the links thereof in case you missed any of them. So, from Toho and Transworld Releasing and Embassy Pictures in 1956, here's Godzilla, King of the Monsters, and from Warner Brothers Television in 1995, here's Tokyo Grows. Thanks very much.